Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for the noon hour on this November 4th. I'm Natalie Zane. Five people were injured in a stabbing on the UC Merced campus this morning before campus police shot and killed the suspect. UC Merced sophomore Ryo Shoyemi was in class when she heard screams around 8 a.m. She received a text message alert saying there was a stabbing in front of the building she was in.
I was just scared. I didn't know if the suspect was like still on the loose in the building I was in or what exactly was happening.
Shoyemi said her classmates blocked the door with a table. Four of the victims are students at the school. Two victims were taken to a local hospital by helicopter, and the other three were treated on campus. All victims were conscious. The suspect has not been identified. The campus will remain closed and classes are canceled for the day. Counseling services are available to students. In other breaking news, San Diego police SWAT teams are converging on an apartment complex in response to gunfire. Police say the shooter is armed with a long-range rifle. No injuries have been reported. Authorities responded to a domestic violence incident around 9 a.m. The incident has not been resolved as of 11:45. SDPD advised residents around the Bankers Hill neighborhood to stay away from windows and to stay sheltered. Nearby schools were placed on lockdown. Arriving flights to San Diego's Lindbergh Field Airport have been stopped. Yesterday was Election Day for many cities across the United States. Kaylee Wells gives us a recap of what happened.
Not many voters showed up to the polls in LA County yesterday. That's in spite of the fact that mayorships, bond measures, city council races, and other critical decisions were on the line. The preliminary results from the election showed just below 10% of the eligible LA County voters cast ballots. Nationwide, some buzzworthy decisions were seen in Ohio and in San Francisco. Voters turned down marijuana legalization in Ohio. This constitutional amendment would have legalized the limited sale and use of marijuana and created 10 facilities with exclusive commercial rights to grow marijuana. The issue? Many Ohio residents were concerned by the potential oligopoly the 10 growers would oversee. San Francisco voted no on Proposition F, more commonly known as the Airbnb proposition, which would have limited all short-term rentals from 90 days per year to 75, a winning vote for San Francisco's startup, Airbnb. Kaylee Way Wells, Annenberg Radio News.
Cal State faculty will be going on strike if raise increase negotiations with the California State University system fail. The California State Faculty Association approved a strike with a 94% vote. The union represents an estimated 25,000 employees on 23 CSU campuses across California. CSU employees are asking for a 5% salary hike. The CSU Chancellor's Office offered just 2%. Check back at 4 p.m. for an update. California is the most linguistically diverse state in the U.S., according to an information from a newly released Census Bureau report. Duncan Day brings us more.
In the U.S. Census Bureau report, the data compiled over 4 years, from 2009 to 2013, showed 56% of Californians over the age of 4 speaking only English at home. Of the remaining 44%, it comes as no surprise that 2/3 speak Spanish, with Latinos being California's largest ethnic group. The report also determined that Los Angeles had the second highest total languages spoken in a major metropolitan area in the U.S. These statistics make plenty of sense given the state's overall proximity to both Asia and Central America, according to the Sacramento Bee's political columnist Dan Walters.
From the Gold Rush days, waves of migrants have made California the cultural mixing bowl, I guess one might say.
Spanish is the most common second language in the Golden State, as 10.1 million residents speak the language. The next most used second language is Chinese, with 1 million people speaking it, followed by other Asian dialects like Vietnamese and Korean. I'm Duncan Day, Annenberg Radio News.
Break out your boots and sweaters. A dry, cold air mass is bringing sub-freezing temperatures to some parts of Southern California this week. Los Angeles can expect temperatures in the high 60s to low 70s over the next couple of days before things warm up this weekend. That's it for this hour. Check back at 4 for an update. I'm Natalie Zane.